Wednesday, early afternoon outside Kootenai Lake Hospital in Nelson. A dozen cars in the slushy parking lot, a handful of people in the lobby area outside the emergency room, being let in one by one after a COVID screening. Phil Mader, who lives just down the road, doesn't only come here for his lab tests. It is also where he takes the bus downtown to get some shopping done. But something is bothering Phil when he's looking out over the bus stop, where number one to uphill just pulled in. There is no closed bus shelter on the premises.
When people who are unwell leave the hospital and need to use a bus, if there's sub-zero temperatures, it can be brutal, especially some people who are not always properly dressed for winter. So that's pretty self-evident. Mm-hmm.
And there is no way to escape the chilly winds outside the hospital. Phil Mader says you used to be able to wait in the lobby, but since COVID, only visitors are allowed inside. And that's another thing that has Phil wondering what the city is doing to help hospital patients and uphill residents get a smoother commute.
If you're at the bus stop and you're freezing and there's no shelter, you're going to start to think, well, maybe I should borrow that car or buy a car or something like that, you see.
Mader says he has worked for over a year to bring more attention to the issue and has contacted both the hospital board and MLA Brittany Anderson, but he thinks the city of Nelson should also do their part to reduce emissions.
I have to say that the city is now embarking on projects to improve public transit, and my hat is off to them. But my hope is that they're going to be doing more, putting more effort into it. Experts tell us that one of the best ways to reduce the carbon footprint is more use of public transit. So more cars off the road, because there's more ridership. And the reason for that is that one quarter, it's hard to believe, but one quarter, 25% of greenhouse gases comes from vehicles. And as an aside, 70% of greenhouse gases come from municipalities.
Nelson City Councillor Rick Logdenberg told KCR News that they intend to have a bus shelter installed at the hospital, but that the matter is up in the air because the grant application they were going to use to fund the shelter was complicated by who owns the hospital grounds. Reporting in Nelson, John Roon, KCR News.